Blog Talk Radio.
To the Converted Catholic Show. I hope you all have went to Mass or are planning to go to Mass later. I know I've already went to Mass because really we can go through the week if we receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And if we did not get to go to see Jesus this weekend, let us go to confession and continue to go through our Lenten journey, right? Because we are in the beautiful, beautiful season of Lent. Lent is a time of sacrifice, a time of giving, a time of fasting. And so we are celebrating the first Sunday of Lent here in the studio. And worldwide, we're also celebrating the feast day of the chair of St. Peter. And we're going to, at the end, pray for Pope Francis and for Pope Benedict as well. But let us break open the gospel, okay? So the gospel is, for the first Sunday, is the same for all three cycles, except the length and who it's written by. And so this year we are very flattered to have Mark tell us the gospel. And it's the shortest temptation gospel. We hear that Jesus is tempted by Satan. And so this is the shortest version, but we're going to go in more in depth here in a minute. So here's the gospel. A reading from the book of Mark, from the gospel of Mark. The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was among wild beasts, and the angel ministered to him. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel of the Lord. Beautiful gospel. But we know that Jesus is tempted. And we know that Jesus is in the desert for 40 days. And so us as Catholics, starting Ash Wednesday, we give something up for 40 days. Pope Benedict gives us a really good reflection in one of his general audiences, and I'd like to read that. He says, there are similar things in our pilgrimage through life. We see the high places that spread out before us as a promise of life, which is wealth, power, prestige, the easy life. These high places are temptations, for they truly seem like the promise of life. But with our faith, we realize that this is not true, and that these high places are not life. True life, true help comes from the Lord. And we turn our gaze, therefore, to the true high places, to the true mountain, which is Christ Jesus. Pope Benedict tells us that the things that us as humans, us in society, especially here in America, listen, and we hear those things, the things that society tells us, the things that we want to be, is wrong. We need to look to Christ and to live as he lived. He lived close to his mother and close to his disciples, close to Christians, close to followers of him. So us as Christians in the 21st century, where we have that society coming at us all the time, we need to be like Christ and be close to Mary, pray the rosary, you know, pray chaplets and have a devotion to Mary. But we also need to be close to the apostles, close to us, brothers and sisters in Christ. So Pope Benedict also gives us some things to think about sacrifice. About temptation. Do you indulge, even slightly, temptations and greed, power, or lust? Do you seek through prayer the help of God's grace in your weakness? Do you struggle to overcome temptations in a sustained and disciplined way? Just imagine, again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." That comes from today's gospel. Jesus telling Satan, "Back off. It says you shall worship the Lord your God only, and only him shall you serve." Jesus says, "I know what is right and what is wrong. And for you, Satan, to come along and to tempt me? How dare you? Because you as well, Satan, know that you should only worship the Lord your God. And him only shall you serve." Other things Satan said to Jesus was, "Jump off this hill and let the angel, if God really exists, let the angel catch you. If God really exists, turn this stone into bread." He also said, "You can still love God, your Father, if you fall down and worship me." Those are the temptations. And it would have been easy for Jesus to say, "Yes, okay, I'm going to fall down and worship you." But he didn't. And it is even harder now in the 21st century to fall down and worship Satan, to go away from God, to take the wrong path. It's even more tempting. Because now we have cell phones, we have this, we have, you know, we have this on the internet, bad things on the internet. All that feeds our fire. All that stuff feeds the fire of Satan, but is a good fire. And the good fire of Satan will flee out to all, especially in this time of Lent. Okay? So I want you to remember something this week, and that is, fortitude strengthens us to resist temptation and overcome obstacles in the moral life. Throughout Lent, you're going to be tested. You're going to be tempted. And most likely, if you're living a fruitful Lent, you've been tested a handful of times already. Because it is so easy. And I want to let you know, if you fall down and you drop your cross, you can always pick it up again. God, Jesus, does not say, "You dropped your cross, you're going to hell." He says, "No, come on, pick up your cross, pick it up again. You saw me drop my cross 3 times. Now it's your turn to pick up the cross." pick it up again and get it to Calvary. So on Easter, we can all celebrate for the goodness of God and that we have a place to go when we die. So this week, keep that in mind. Also, keep in mind setting some time aside this week to go to confession. Go to a daily mass. I am yearning to go to a daily mass. I have not been to daily mass in 2 months because I've been busy on the 2 days that I can go. And this Thursday, I'm able to go. So I'm just so, so excited that I'm able to go. So we're going to take our first break. And when we come back, we're going to have our good soldier, Diane, come on. She's going to ask us a few questions. She's also going to maybe tell us about a devotion or two that she prays. And then we'll end up with a short prayer and go from there. I will see you after the break.
There's a way of life where simplicity brings joy and humility leads to happiness. Where we learn that less is more, and in giving, we receive. It's our refuge from chaos, and light to guide us through darkness. It's a place where the broken receive healing, and repentant hearts find mercy. Here, our days are set free from anxiety and addictions, and our nights rest with more peace. So, where is this hope, and who knows the way? Our hope rests in Jesus, and His church leads the way. If you're longing to fill an emptiness or seeking a way home, we invite you to experience the peace that only comes from God. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
Welcome home. If you're listening this afternoon and you are not Catholic or you're falling away Catholic, God bless you. As soon as you click the link, God saw you click the link. He's like, yes, another one's coming home. I'm bringing another one in. If you want resources, if you want help on coming back to the Catholic Church, or if you're not even Catholic and you want to know how to become Catholic, go to CatholicsComeHome.org, or you can email me at catholic.king.sb@gmail.com anytime, and I will be more than happy to help you. So now we have our very good soldier and very good friend of mine, Diane, coming on the line. She has been Catholic for a very long time, and even before she was Catholic, she's a convert, by the way, she was getting on Facebook. She was sharing Mary Poe, she is praying the rosary, and that is what we want to see in newly Catholics. That's what we want to see in building the fire. Diane's on fire for the Lord, and I'm glad to have her here. Hello, Diane. How are you?
Very blessed, yeah. Very blessed today.
The gospel that we just read tells us about temptations. Do you remember a time when you were in your journey home, in your journey to Catholicism, and you just got tempted, and you're like, maybe this is not the right thing? What did you do?
I told the Lord I'd go any place He wanted me to go, do anything He wanted me to do, and wound up with my family, and I'm watching my daughter slowly convert to the Holy Faith. She loves the Holy Mass.
That's great. You know, there was a few times myself when I was going on my journey where I got tempted a lot. Because, you know, I grew up in a very nice church, very loving people. They're not so loving now, by the way. But there was times when I said, maybe this was not for me. I'm not good enough to be Catholic. That ran through my mind. Also, if you're on social media, there's a lot of times where you see people hate the Catholic faith and people defending the faith, and you feel like, well, maybe that argument was actually correct. Did you ever run into that kind of problem, Diane?
Oh, yeah, I have. people being hateful or ugly, and we just have to realize that they don't have our Lord, so they don't know what we're talking about. They just, anything that they can say against our Lord, they're going to say. And since he was persecuted, we're going to be persecuted. And so the Anima Christi helps me, soul of Christ, sanctify me, blood of Christ, save me, etc. That mm-hmm. one. And even if a new convert can just learn to say the Our Father and the Hail Marys and the Glory Bees at first and just read off of a piece of paper their rosary while they're learning to say it, anything that they can do to try to get to God through our Blessed Mother, they're going to be okay. They just, it's a little bit of growth there. It's day-by-day growth. And so that's what I believe, and that's what's happened to me. And I'm sure a lot of other people, that's the way it happens for everybody probably. And
You know,
a little bit of growth, baby steps, you know.
Baby steps. You know, when I wanted to actually convert at my older age, because you might know that my parents actually went to Catholic Church when I was younger with some friends of ours, actually my godparents. And when I knew that I was going to convert, that I wanted to be Catholic, could you guess where I was? I was at a funeral, Diane. Funerals were supposed to be sad and moppy, right? That was not what happened at this Catholic mass. I wanted to
have...
And then
you converted at a Catholic funeral mass?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's when I knew. I said, okay. And I saw the person that passed away, he was about my age, and actually my mom and his mom were best friends. They're still best friends to this day. And I see Mary, that's her name, at church all the time. You know, sometimes she'll take me to church, you know, things like that. And really, the next Monday after that, I sat down with the high school youth leader, and he gave me a wooden rosary.
Oh.
I don't know what a rosary is. I mean, I think it kind of, to me, it looks like a necklace.
That's wonderful, though. A combat rosary.
I still have it.
Wonderful.
I still have that rosary. And, you know, what happened was I took, like you said, baby steps. I started to pray the rosary. You know, every small steps, you know, I'd take it. And then eventually I was going to daily mass Monday and Thursday, you know, crossing my arms and, you know, receiving the blessing. Probably something, you had to do that, right? You had to cross your arms and go up and receive the blessing during Holy Eucharist?
I remember the first priest that I was at the first Catholic church, the one that I converted in for when I went to Mass over 5 years ago, and he had a very big effect in my life, and he was related to a very good friend of mine, and one Sunday I went into Mass, and I was just walking into the holy place, you know, there for Mass, and he told me he was proud of me, and I thought, why is he saying he's proud of me? I don't want nobody to be proud of me. I want to go to Mass, you know. But after that, I realized, you know, because he's the shepherd of the flock, that he was there to encourage in that small way, you know, and I didn't realize it at the time. And I don't get a lot of times a convert won't realize it until later on after they're fully catechumized and everything. And, you know, get confirmed.
And Diane, something very sad that happened to me was when I wanted to go through the classes to learn about the faith and everything and get confirmed, baptized, and First Communion, I spent one summer going to church in the evening after Mass and meeting with several different people within the church, one being a seminarian, two priests, etc. And my second meeting was with Father Larry, and he was a retired priest, and he was reciting in my parish, and not even a week later, after our meeting, he passed away. He was in Florida, and he was in Florida with some other priests, and he had dinner, he went to bed, and passed away. What a holy person he was, and how we have the light in all of that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the Divine Mercy, when we see the water and the blood coming out, you know, the Divine Mercy image, you know? Are you just seeing a picture of it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That comes down. When the priest prays, I think what he meant when he was telling you, I'm proud of you, that's because when a priest sees someone that they've never seen at the church before, they go, yes, 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 yes. Because they pray for the entire community. And what I like that you brought up the topic of priests, because us as Catholics suffer more in these 40 days. That's a year. 40 days out of the year, that's fine. But we have priests that suffer and go under temptation every single day, every single hour, Diane.
Yes, and we also have priests who are being killed, too.
Yeah, we do.
In other countries.
Middle East, it's not looking too good for us, but we got to pray. Okay, Diane, we're going to go to our break, and then after that, I'm going to go into a little meditation here, and then we're going to wish you all a blessed weekend on what's left in week. Okay, thank you, Diane, for calling in. I will talk to you later, as always. May Jesus bless you and Mary watch over you.
There's a way of life where simplicity brings joy and humility leads to happiness, where we learn that less is more, and in giving, we receive. It's our refuge from chaos and light to guide us through darkness. It's a place where the broken receive healing and repentant hearts find mercy. Here, our days are set free from anxiety and addictions, and our nights rest with more peace. So, where is this hope, and who knows the way? Our hope rests in Jesus, and His church leads the way. If you're longing to fill an emptiness or seeking a way home, we invite you to experience the peace that only comes from God. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
Amen. Come home. We need you. I think something that many non-Catholics point out is Mary. They go straight to Mary and worshiping Mary. We don't worship Mary, guys. Like, if you need any questions answered, please contact me at catholic.king.sb@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to talk to you, because as me, at age 15, knowing that I want to convert, amazing. I am now 16. Actually, I knew I wanted to convert when I was 13, but I'm now 16 and fully initiated into the church. And something that I want to let you know is we have Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. Because Jesus did not say, take this, all of you, and eat of it. This is a symbol of my body. Jesus said, take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you. So again, if you have any questions, you can go to catholicscomehome.org, or you can email me at catholic.t.sb@gmail.com. If you have any questions about the faith, if you're Catholic and you're going to Mass and you have any questions, contact me. If you need to come home, if you, you're Catholic and you've been away for a long time, you can contact me. I'll be more than happy to contact or chat with you. As always, if you are not Catholic and want to know more about the faith, go to CatholicsComeHome.org or email me, as always. So, this week, we really have to remember, fortitude strengthens us to resist temptation and overcome obstacles in the moral life. And like I mentioned, you need to set some time aside this week to go to confession, to go to daily Mass, to receive Jesus twice, to go to confession and receive that penance and pick up the cross and continue to carry it. Diane, I took you off mute real quick just so I can say thank you for joining me. It's really nice having you on these shows.
Okay, thank you. And I would like to ask that we pray for all the people who are Catholics who are undergoing insurmountable odds. I have a friend that I've just known this person for about 5 or 6 days, and he was saying how he was about to give up and stop being Catholic, and I just kept telling him, no, you can't give up, you know, and, you know, that God's really right there with you, and even though the things you need to happen for your life aren't happening yet, we need patience and perseverance, fortitude and prudence. So
Diane, just yesterday, I sent you that picture, that T-shirt that I got, and that's to evangelize out to people. So you need to reach out. And that man that you're talking about, that was a temptation thrown at you. Maybe he'll convert one day, but for now, he's just a temptation at you, that you will see his points of interest and give up. So, Diane, stay strong, and I'll see all of you on my next show, which will be either later this evening or on Monday. And Tuesday, we have the Divine Mercy Chapel, as always. And so I will see you all very soon. May Jesus bless you and Mary watch over you. Until next time, God bless and have a very blessed week. Have a blessed week, everyone, and I will see you tonight.